Welcome to the Motivation Without the Hype podcast with your host, Jez Perez. He's an author, high performance coach, and motivational speaker. This show brings you inspiring messages and interviews to unleash your greatness in life and in business. So let's get started.
Hi everyone, welcome to Motivation Without the Hype podcast show. My name is Jez Perez, a former procrastinator into an action taker. We bring you inspirational messages and interviews, including motivational insights, tips, principles, and proven strategies that you can take action on without the hype in unleashing your greatness in life and in business. Now, we appreciate you plugging in and spending time with us, and today we are going classic on our episode. So here it is, and enjoy. So today's that day where I'm going to be showing you and sharing with you tips, tricks, and hacks and principles to level up on your motivation and taking action. And today's insight that I want to share with everyone today is, how do you bounce back from a setback? Now, how many of us have experienced a lot of setbacks in life? I mean, we talk about, you know, roadblocks, challenges, issues, circumstances, and situations that we feel that we're really stuck in a rut. What if there was another way? What if there was another solution to really kick out the procrastination and really level up not only your motivation, but taking action and really getting out of the rut? And so there are five ways or five tips that I want to share with you today. Now, when I think about setbacks, when I think about, you know, getting back from bouncing back, is, have you heard of The Karate Kid? The movie, I'm talking about the 1984 movie of The Karate Kid, where you got Mr. Miyagi and you got Daniel LaRusso. Now, back in the days, you know, Kung Fu and Karate was high. It's still high, it is. And I've got three favorite characters I want to share with everyone. Number one is Jackie Chan. You know who he is. He's phenomenal. Jet Li. Who knows Jet Li, man? He is, can really kick some butt. And number thirdly, and finally, is my ultimate favorite. Guys, we know who, you know, who Bruce Lee is, right? Bruce Lee, hiya. Anyways, back to it. So when I think about Daniel LaRusso, if we go back to the story of The Karate Kid and remember the last scene, the first movie of the last scene, and they were in the karate tournament, and, you know, he's being ridiculed, he's being bullied, and he was at the tipping point where he's gonna be giving up. But he remembered the wax on, wax off. He remembered that scene when he came back to realization that he's gonna kick some butt. And he did the crane move. Do you remember that? When he did the crane move, and all of a sudden he kicks him right in the face, and we all know he's won it, right? He's won that tournament. And how does it relate to bouncing back? Is, no matter where you are, no matter what fire you're going through, right? We are put into situations because we are more than a conqueror. And I see that story, how he bounced back and went back to the crane and kicked his butt. And so if we relay that in our personal lives, is sometimes we get kicked in the butt, right? Sometimes we get kicked in the curb, but it's all up to us to really rise up. And you know what? And say to yourself, you know what? I know I've been hit so many times, but I'm gonna stand up, I'm gonna fight through it. And so bouncing back is number one. He's got to learn to acknowledge, right? Learn to acknowledge and not to accept those challenges, but just to acknowledge it. So if you're currently facing a circumstance or situation that you feel you're stuck in a rut, just acknowledge it, but do not take it. Most of the time, we take this burden and heavy load that weighs us down, and I want to encourage everyone to not accept it, but to acknowledge it. Learn to take notes, and just to, you know, really reflect on it, and you got to move forward on it. All right, so that's number two. Take responsibility. And when I say about taking responsibility, is you got to take with action. And I know that it sucks to be stuck in the rut. It sucks to have a setback. But just take responsibility that you are this capable person to fight through it. And do not fall into victimization, because you guys are a champion and you can rise above it. So you can do it. So that's number three. Number four is, you got to adjust your attitude and your behaviors. And I know that sometimes it's really tough. So just adjust your behaviors and take it in a different spin, that it's not a negative. Turn it into a positive. Have a different perspective about it. And it just turns your psychology part to say, you know what? It really changes your emotions out of it as well when you change your perspective. And finally, is number five, is you got to look forward and move forward. I know sometimes we get stuck in the past, but let me tell you that your past will never define you. It will never dictate your life, right? It's all that moments, that choices that you make today that determines your future and tomorrow. So if you make a choice today that you are a conqueror, that you are courageous, that you are more than enough, that you are have self-worth and self-love, that you can conquer anything in life, then you are one step above it, right? So I encourage you today to do that, is to look forward, acknowledge it, and get out of the rut. And don't put yourself into victimization. Never put yourself as a victim and to blame others. Take responsibility, be a champion, rise above it, acknowledge it, and move and thrive forward. So guys, these are the 5 ways and tips that you can get out of the rut. I trust you enjoyed our classic episode. For more information and what we do, check out our show notes. We have available resources that you can access for free. And don't forget, we do have a downloadable free motivational app for the latest and greatest content to inspire your day. Now, if this episode has been helpful and uplifting, we would love for you to write a review to inspire more listeners to get plugged in. We will continue to provide high-value content in each and every episode. If you don't mind sharing this podcast show on social media by inviting others, it would mean the world to me. Every time you tag me, we will get the opportunity to share those posts, and together we can make a difference in the lives of others through inspirational episodes just like this. So there you have it. In closing, continue to unleash your greatness and tell yourself that I can, I will, and I must, and we'll see you on the next episode.